Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from the IOSCO Poverty Reduction Coalition, Jennifer Boland is here. How are you today, Jennifer?
Great. Thanks, Kevin.
And also Mary Reitler. How are you, Mary?
Morning, Kevin. Just great. Thanks.
Just great. Well, we're going to talk about a series of events that are coming up put on by your organization. Now, the series is called Neighbors Helping Neighbors. And before we get to what's going to be happening, Jennifer, let's talk a little bit more about what the other part of the organization here is, IOSCO. IOSCO Cares. Give us some more information about that.
Kevin, IOSCO Cares is a collaborative group for IOSCO County whose mission is to use educational opportunities and relationships to help our neighbors in need. We're led by Karen Hobbs, who is the director of our IOSCO Department of Human Services, and have many committed team members from St. Joseph Health System, Elkona Health Center, Skoda Fish, Carol's Baby Pantry, Michigan Works, Hospice Angelic Care, and IOSCO County Transit. So we have a lot of committed partners in our work. This year we're celebrating 5 years. Over those 5 years, we've watched a lot of different changes in our county's economy. We still have a lot of uninsured families. Our unemployment rates remain higher than average, and families living in poverty. So we are doing our best to address the needs through our Neighbors Helping Neighbors series.
Yeah, and now we're going to talk about that. Now, Mary, you're going to kind of give us a rundown of the types of projects that that you guys are involved in and putting together.
Yes, Kevin. Initially, we focused on education. We, as a group, feel strongly that education and strong relationships are a key factor in helping people build skills and develop their talents that really they never knew they had. The group helps to remove literacy barriers in accessing different agencies, higher education, employment services in the county, and we've had many success stories over the past 5 years, and this program is ongoing through the generosity of volunteers, mainly are the ones that make up that group. Through the grant, through the ICCF grant, we were able to introduce Neighbors Helping Neighbors. As a group, we came together and decided to key in on some basic areas that people would probably benefit by having just a little bit more information to help them in some day-to-day daily activities.
Yeah, and there's quite a few of them here, including one that's happening tonight, right?
We're kicking off our series tonight with Budgeting Basics. This is going to be held at the America Inn in Oscoda, presented by the Northland Area Federal Credit Union. It's going to be basically geared to people to just help them budget their money. How do you budget? Where do you really know where your money's going? And helping them make a workable budget. This has been a very popular seminar in the past, and that's why we decided to repeat it. And that'll be our kickoff for tonight.
All right. And then there's another one like that again next month, isn't there?
If they aren't able to attend tonight, next month, May 14th, there'll be another budgeting workshop held. And this will also be in Oscoda at the Methodist Church. And that information is on our flyer as well.
Yeah, and then I know the one that's on that same day, I'm sure, is very popular, too, maybe for men and women, about basic car care, right?
Basic car care, yes. The IRESA has generously opened up their auto shop area and at the back of the IRESA Career and Tech Center, and the instructors there are going to help people, give them just some basic car care. How to check your oil, how to maybe even change your oil, to keep your car running and not have to incur large costs that you might get if you had to go to a mechanic.
Yeah, and that is on Tuesday, May 14th. And then we skip ahead to June, and you got another big event the first part of June there.
First part of June at Angelic's Attic and Hospice Thrift Store, there'll be from 3 to 5 a family focus, and basically that's what it's going to be. We're going to be able to present parents with lots of activities and information to keep the kids busy over the summer. School will be out the next week after that, and the long summer break does have lots of local activities, and most of those are at no cost to the parents.
Yeah, and then you wrap up the series on June 25th. I like this. Your Bucket List and Beyond, huh?
Your Bucket List and Beyond, and we want people to understand that that's really about what's happening now, and it's going to be put on by two attorneys, and they're going to provide information on medical powers of attorney, living trust, wills, financial powers of attorney. We're finding people that have questions about renter's insurance, reverse mortgages, prepaid funerals. There's just so many, many issues out there, and this is going to be free.
Mm-hmm.
This one will be on Tuesday, June 25th from 4 to 6 at the Escoda Methodist Church, and it's at no cost, and it's just going to be lots of value information. We encourage people to bring questions.
Yeah.
And Victoria Hopcroft, one of our attorneys, one of her selling points is that if you have questions about a will, you'll actually leave their will with a will.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
So very, very valuable information there. All of these give out very valuable information. They're all happening over the next few months or so. And again, the important thing is they are all free, right? Free and open to anyone who wants to come on in and learn a little bit more.
Yes, free to anyone in the county.
All right. Now, Jennifer, we'll go back to you. Now, what can the community do to help? This seems like a big project. How can we help out?
Well, just reminding people that all are welcome.
Yeah.
Help us spread the word. We have bright green flyers that you'll see around local agencies to be able to pick up and share with your neighbors. We'll also have them at the Family Fun Fair this weekend in mm-hmm. Escoda. A really well-attended event, and I hope people take advantage of that.
Yeah.
We're always looking for new members to join our team. If you're an individual at home, curious about what we do, or you're part of a group who's having same efforts, we encourage you to join us. We talk often that a group of committed individuals can really make a difference in our community.
Sure.
So if you have questions, you can call me. I'm at St. Joseph Health System, and my number is 362-9755. If you have any questions or concerns, or if you have questions on the Neighbors Helping Neighbors series.
All right, very good. From IOSCO Cares, the IOSCO Poverty Reduction Coalition, Jennifer Bolin and Mary Reitler, we appreciate you joining us today for Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you for having us.